Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News Line, Angela Jones, who is the owner and founder of Brighter Day Law here in Colorado Springs, longtime practitioner of the art of law and has been paying close attention to the order that Colorado Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan B. Coates announced. He was entering an order regarding COVID-19 and the operation of Colorado's courts. Angela, welcome to Afternoon News.
Good afternoon, Ted. How are you?
Doing wonderfully well. How about things on your end?
Well, it's been, an adjustment. We're pivoting. I think all of us here, getting accustomed to, the new movement restrictions based upon the governor's directions and adapting here in the legal community to being able to continue to take care of our clients, providing access to justice and legal services in the new environment.
Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan B. Coates made a very big announcement yesterday that you shared with me. You want to tell us about that announcement, Angela, and then how that's going to affect the courts and then practitioners?
Well, first off, I want to say that I was very happy to hear that the courts have made the decisions that it has, that our Chief Justice and our local judges here as well have made the decision to protect its employees, attorneys, of course, the community by closing the courts for the time being and making access available to emergent issues. And I will say that throughout the day, as the situation is developing, the courts are continuing to improve the access that we're going to have for whatever period of time that is necessary to ensure that, the threat of the spread of the COVID-19 is stemmed. So that's that. But what the courts have done is basically shut down physical access to the courts for anyone that doesn't have an emergent or essential hearing going on. And this primarily relates to civil protection orders, children who need protection or placement, speedy trial. People have speedy trial issues. Of course, the court is doing advisements for those who, are arrested and what have you. But the courts are actively, the judges are actively working to ensure that practitioners have telephonic access to the courts, telephonic access to the court facilitators, and has even opened up electronic filing to pro se litigants, meaning those parties who don't have attorneys, so that, they can continue to move things along.
And in your case, you're practicing family law, and I can just imagine that there is some urgency in some of those cases. And so what you're just describing sounds like a situation where you are not locked out of the system and you can continue to represent and protect your clients' interests.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when it comes to emergency orders, the Chief Justice order was to prioritize, domestic relations, emergency motions to restrict and motions for abduction prevention measures. And like I said, juvenile cases where child protection were at issue. And then our courts have gone further to move status conferences and initial status conferences to the telephone. And I believe in the next several days, the court intends to update us with, additional access measures. And then in addition to that, practitioners who most of whom we work with are moving remotely to protect their staffs and making telephone and video conferences available to clients and prospective clients. And many practitioners have opened up to one another as well as opened up new practice areas. For instance, there have been some practitioners who are generally do litigation who have said in the next couple weeks they're open to taking mediation cases at the ODR prices, and that's the Office of Dispute Resolution, which typically has much less expensive mediation fees than practitioners do. And that's for the purpose of helping folks who aren't able to get into the courthouse to take care of those cases, to try to get some things resolved by agreement in order to, you know, just kind of move through this period, especially with spring break upon us. We are having, you know, some issues arise relative to parenting time and travel, some restrictions and things of that nature.
So it sounds like the court system has struck a good balance. Those of you who are practicing and looking to represent your clients are able to do that. And the general population who doesn't have urgent problems in the court system are not having to be there, and nobody's having to be exposed to anybody unnecessarily. I think that's a wonderful thing that we're able to pivot in that way. Angela, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us today here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted. Let me know if you ever need any more input on this.
Thank you so much. Angela Jones, owner and founder of Brighter Day Law and also practicing family law here in Colorado Springs.